Leishu, chelik beis, tav alef, paragraph beis. Oid he'ara achas heves levisenu bizman matan tirasinu. A further comment has to accompany us during the time of matan tirasinu. Beleil yetzias mitzrayim nizgala shiur kumaseh shel haklal yisrael bechol zohoroi. On the night of yetzias mitzrayim, the stature of klal yisrael was revealed in all of its brightness, all of its splendor. This is a point we've made a number of times already. Bikriyas Yamsuf Ra'asa afilu shifcha mashalei ra'u nevi'im. When Yamsuf split, even a shifcha saw what nevi'im did not see. This is of course the Mechilta that Rashi quotes in Beshalach Ra'asa shifcha le'yam mashalei ra'u afilu Yechezkel ben Buzi. The author is just paraphrasing that. So she saw even what nevi'im could not see. B'matan tira shoma kol ha'am koiloi. In Matan tira, the entire nation heard Hashem's voice udvarav shel borei kol ha'olamos, the words of the creator of all worlds. Lishmoya divrei Elokim chayim, to hear the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Altu milsa zutato hi, is this a small thing? Navikan divrei admoir hameirim lanu yesod gadol be'emuna. We're going to cite the words of Rabbi Yerucham, which cast a great light on emuna. The pasuk says leman yishma ha'am bedabri imach v'gam b'cha yaminu le'olam. This is the promise that Hashem makes to Moshe Rabbeinu. I will speak to you so that the nation will hear as I am speaking to you and will believe in you forever. Harei kedei sheyiskayem v'gam b'cha yaminu le'olam. Rabbi Yerucham says, in order to guarantee this, that the nation will believe in Moshe's words and his mission forever, nitena nevuah lechol haklal Yisrael. That's why nevuah was given to everyone, even the lowliest. As Chazal put it, anuichi velo yelecha mipi ha'gibura shamanu. At least the first two dibrois. There's another opinion Chazal that they heard all ten dibrois. At least anuichi velo yelecha, they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, nevuah was given to all of Klal Yisrael to guarantee that they would believe in Moshe. V'chivan shera'u mahi nevuah, when they experienced this, when they saw something of Nevuah, they saw what Adam Bikar, in the sense of a man in his splendor, a man of full stature, they knew something of what Moshe is. Kevar Yamin, Memeda, they will believe, because now that they have it, an iota of Nevuah, they can relate somewhat to Moshe's level. Says Rabbi Yerucham. In truth, there's no such concept of a bilti ma'amin. This question, to believe, not to believe. The fact that we see around us people who do not accept nevuah and similar concepts, it's because they don't have a connection. They've never seen the concept of Adam Bikar, a man in his splendor. It's a general disagreement here. On the one hand, there's a view that a person, if he were to become Adam Bikar, he would be able to reach the level of Nevoah and actually hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Whether really the reality of man is that he is lowly and can never reach that. Those who deny simply do not know, they have no experience of a person at his height. They know nothing of the greatness, the elevation, the exaltedness of a human being. They reject the possibility that a person can reach such enormous levels. כשרצה הקדוש ברוך הוא שהכלל ישראל ידע מנבואה ויאמין בנבואת משה רבנו עליו השלום. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to guarantee that Klal Yisrael will know what Nevuah is and have complete trust in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Nosalem be'atzmam lit'oim ta'amah shel Nevuah. He allowed them to taste something of Nevuah. As Chazal put it, Onichi ve'lo yelecha mpi ha'gvura shamanu. They heard these dibros from Hashem, meaning it was Nevuah. Kesheim ta'amu ta'am Nevuah. When they tasted the taste of Nevuah, well, they knew then it's possible to attain this. They did not need further proof for this. It's sufficient just once to know the full stature of a human being, and then everything is straightforward. Leman Yishma Ha'am Bedaberi Yimach V'gam V'chayim Min Olam. That guaranteed. When they heard my words, when they experienced Nevoah, it guaranteed Emunah in Moshe Rabbeinu forever. In brackets, Ha'ma'amar Ne'emar B'motzei Shabbos Kodesh Mishpatim Tav Reish Pi Zayin. This ma'amar was said Motzei Shabbos of Parshas Mishpatim in 1927 or so. Ve'adayin lo yira'a oir. As of the writing of the Sefer, it had not yet been published. Bavitui Adam Bikar, this expression that we have a number of times in this quotation, this paragraph, which are translated variously as a man in his splendor, a man in his true stature. Hayad Moira Gilish Tamesh, Rabbi Rucham used to use this regularly, Kehagdarahi Lemes, as an appropriate definition, Lagadlus Hashoshis Shel Adam, to the root greatness of a human being. This was his phrase to describe the greatness of human beings. V'zeis al pi Tehilim Emtes, he was basing himself on a pasuk in Tehilim Emtes, Adam bikar v'lo yavin imshal kabei mois nidmu. End of brackets. Ma'amar zehu mavoi gadoi l'emuna b'tora min ha-shamayim b'nvoa uv Moshe Rabbein alav ha-shalem. This statement of Rav Yocham is a great intro to emuna in Torah min ha-shamayim and prophecy in general of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hein anachnu yede'im ha-adam bikar. We know of something like this, of great people. Lachin anu yoideim shekiblu Torah misenai binvoa. Therefore, it's not inconceivable to us that we received the Torah through Nevoah and they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'shemashe Rabbein alav ha-shalem shaha al har Sinai 40 yom ve-40 laila, that he spent that amount of time on har Sinai. Lechem lo achal umayim lo yishasa, as the Pasuk puts it. V'nizein miziv ha-shechina, he was sustained by just the light of the Shechina, v'kibel kol ha-tera kula, mibore kol ha-damois, and received the Torah from the Creator of all worlds, ki ad kedei kach yichol Adam lagia, that's how far an Adam can reach. Paragraph Gimel, dibarnu al ha-hachana le-matan tira, so we spoke about preparation for matan tira, v'al madregas Moshe Rabbein alav ha-shalem, v'aklal Yisrael, ve'oisei ma'amad ha-kadoish, and the level of Moshe Rabbeinu Klesel in that holy event, shemimenu nuvas emuna seno vadeis, from which stems our certain emuna, solid emuna. Me'atan yisbonen kitzad aleinu hayoim lageshes l'chag ha-kadosh hazeh. From this point, we pivot, we're going to learn, going to try and reflect on how we, nowadays, have to prepare, approach this holy chag. V'nei l'chag ha-kuidemim mishvois ha-sefira, of course the chag is preceded by the 7 weeks of sefira, v'afim ein ze ta'amah shel mitzvah ha-sefira. Even if this is not the reason for the mitzvah of Sefira, mikol makom yesh li'sorer b'im al tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu. Nonetheless, there's room during those weeks to be stimulated, to be awakened by the tefilah Moshe Rabbeinu. Limnois yomeinu ken hoida venovi levav chokhmah. This is a pasuk in Tehilim Tzadi. Chazal say that 11 or so Tehilim, starting with Tzadi, were authored by Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why he calls it tefilas Moshe Rabbeinu. Limnois yomeinu ken hoida. Speaking about counting our days, so the author explains, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us, ken hoida, the sense of teaching, literally to count our days, we will acquire thereby a wise heart. It's on this pasuk that Chazal based the famous teaching, Bava Basra Daf Yud Beis, ki chacham adif minavi. A chacham is preferable, greater, there's a certain aspect in a chacham which is more than a navi. Kitzad nizke lelabev chokhmah l'yedei sefiras yameinu. How is it that we can nourish wisdom, we can grow wisdom through counting our days? Levi'ur ha'inyan yayin b'ma shemu chazal b'shmo yisra b'perek chafhei. So we want to look at this midrash. The midrash begins by quoting the pasuk, v'yatza ha'am v'laketu dvar yoyim b'yomoy. Speaking about the man. The nation would go out and collect daily. Dvar yom v'yomoy. Each day, its portion of man. The Midrash comments, Adau de'omar Baruch Hashem yom yom. This is related to the concept in another pasuk that says, Baruch Hashem yom yom, day by day. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Bemida Shadam Moided, Bah Moidedin Loi. Kadosh Baruch Hu's approach is Midah keneged Midah. As a person does, so to the response. Ani nosati lachem esatira sheti yoiskim bah yoim yoim. I gave you the Torah in order to be involved in it day by day. Shenema, the pasuk, ashrei adam shemeli, fortunate is a person who hears me, listens to me, lishkod al dal seisa yom yoim, to come through my doorways day by day. Vechen, and similarly, another pasuk, we see yoim yoim yoroshun, that will seek me out day by day. So Hashem is saying to us, the Torah is given to be learned, to be involved in day by day. Chayeichem, Kadosh Baruch Hu is swearing, he takes an oath, She'asbi'a eschem lechem min ha-shamayim yom b'yomoyim. I take an oath that I will satiate with bread from Shemaim day by day. Shenema, we go back to that original pasuk, V'yatzah ha'am ve'laketu dvar yoyim b'yomoy. They went out and gathered the daily portion. L'ma'an anasenu yirech b'sir asi v'chule. V'lo yoyid, not only that, ela sheni mevarech eschem yom yom. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will bless you day by day. Shenemar, Baruch Hashem, yom yom ya'amos lonu. He bears us, he carries us day by day. Says the author, Hareken Chidush, there's a novel idea here, Ki melemad chiyuv v'hogisa bah yomam v'layla, besides this obligation, which you take from Yeshua, v'hogisa bah yomam v'layla, to be involved in Torah, to think about it day and night, yeshnoi oid inyan, la'asak b'Torah yom yom davka, there's an inyan to be involved in Torah day by day. V'zoi hamida shebah yesh lanu limdoi, this is the measure by which we are measured, as the paragraph above put it. וזה ממש כמוי שהין ואיפה, הן מידי סלח ויבש. This is ממש, like we have certain volume measures. Hin is for liquids, איפה is for dry goods. These are measures that are used. היינו כלים שבהם מודדים יין וכמח וכדומה. These that were used as utensils. You had a utensil that contained a hin or half a hin. And in it you would measure wine and other liquids, and eifa is something to measure dry goods in, like flour. Kach hayamim hem keilim. So our days are utensils. Shebahem alinu lasim velimdoid es haTorah, into which we have to pour and measure the Torah that we've managed to acquire in that day. So the day is a utensil, a container. Kol yoyim hu keli chadash shedoresh lemalui baTorah. Every day is a new container which demands being filled with Torah. Kol yom v'ashekidah shelo, every day with its diligence. Kol yom v'adrisha shelo, each day with its demands. V'einai, eina doima ha-shekidah v'adrisha shelo, small is a shelo yom. The diligence and the requirements of yesterday are not the same as those of today. Ki kol yom hu oilam bifnei atzmoi, every day is a new world. Kol adam yachol argish baze, ki matzavoi ha-penimi mishtanem yom liyom mamash. Every person can sense this, that is, inner state, his inner world changes from day to day. וזה פשוט, it's obvious. הרי הקדוש ברוך הוא מחדש בטובו בכל יום מעשה וראשית. This is of course from the tefillah in the morning, ברכות יסוד השמה. הקדוש ברוך הוא renews every day מעשה וראשית. ולכן כל יום באמת יצירה חדשה היא גם בחיים הפרטיים. And therefore it's not surprising that every day is a new יצירה, a new creation almost in our individual lives. ומלמדים עשינו חזל כאן, what חזל teach us in this midrash is כי כל יום הוא יצירת כלי חדש שעלינו למלאי תורה. Every day is a formation of a new container which has to be filled with תורה. עדיין יש להבין, we still need to understand, הרי תכליס עסק התורה למלאי ליבנו בתורה. Ultimately, what you want to achieve in involvement in תורה is to fill our hearts with תורה, לקיים והיו הדברים האלה על לבבך. To fulfill the words of the Shema. These words should be upon your heart. ואיך מיישב עם זה היסוד שצריך למלא הימים בתורה? So how do we reconcile this with this fundamental idea that days have to be filled with Torah? אך הדבר יובן בציור פשוט. We can understand this through a simple illustration. כשאני צמא, אני ממלא כוס מים ושעשה. When I'm thirsty, I fill up a glass of water and drink. ובלי כוס אי אפשר לשתות. Without that utensil, without the cup, the glass, I cannot drink. בדיוק כך, exactly in the same way, אם אני צמא לתורה, if I find myself thirsty for Torah, אני צריך למלא ימי בתורה, I have to fill the days with Torah, that's the utensil, that's the cup, that's the glass. ובזה אני מרווה את צמאוני, that's how I slake my thirst, ואמלא את ליבי בתורה. And then I'm filled with, my heart is filled with Torah. There's no contradiction here at all. The yom is the kli, in order to fill oneself and to fill one's heart with Torah. זהו בדיוק, this is what is meant by that פסוק עם תהילים מבב, עם צדי, למנעיס ימינו כן הוידע, שם taught us to count at this, ונוביל לבב חוכמה. And that brings to wisdom. וכמובן, לא בספירה סיימים באלמה הדברים אמורים. That doesn't happen by just counting days off, just rattling off a couple of words. אלא בזה שנשכיל לעמוד על מידס ימינו, but rather by using our minds to understand the מידס ימינו, the measure of the day, ולמלא יששם, and to fill the days, ודווקא בזה נביא לבב חוכמה. Through that one encourages and nourishes a wise heart. הימים הם הכלים. Again, to summarize it, the days are the utensils, like the glass. והלב היא התכלית. Filling the heart is the purpose. That very same utensil with which a person measures is avoida and tira. Boy, moidedes lo ashkachayrina. That's the same utensil with which ashkacha measures back, as we saw in that midrash shabbat, it's midah kineged midah. Haman nitan lem dvar yom v'yomoy. The man was given to them daily. Kedei lehaamidam al yisod hagadol hazeh ba'avoda. In order to teach them, in the first place, this fundamental idea in avoda. It was davka given without their being able to store. It is day by day. Umeshe memaleh siyamav b'tira. Nitanah lebracha yom yom. A person who fills his day with tira, so he receives a bracha day by day. Kol yom ha'in birchasei. Every day with its own unique bracha. Hama'amar b'midrash ha'mamshich. The same midrash we saw above in Shmos Rabba. Perichafei continues. When you do my will, I refer to you as, and this is a phrase from the Pasuk, meaning those who are born, those who are carried by me from birth. And I bear for you, I carry for you kois. Interesting, again, that this idea that you're using like a glass of salvation. In the merit of Beis Hamikdash, which is called Even Ma'amasai, a stone that is born, that is carried. Shenema, another pasuk bayomu asim es Yerushalayim Even Ma'amasa. The author explains, Bazeh shadam yodeh lemaloi sakilim hazmaniyim. When a person knows how to fill his temporal utensils, Shem hayamim shelo, meaning his days, la'avidas Hashem, Zeicheh shehakadosh baruch hu manhigo b'hanagah nitzchis shelo. So by using temporal utensils, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads him with his eternal or timeless Hanhagav. That's the idea that the author is trying to underline over here. We use time to gain timelessness, eternity. Vehu shiyu hamosim nivatan. That Hanhagav that we're talking about is that they should be born. Kadosh Baruch Hu ma'amis elem kuis ishu oisi. Places upon them this cup of salvation. Kli gadoi labachil ishu oisk rabois. A large utensil that contains many salvations. Veizku lishoi bakuis ezeh sabracha v'ashefa yored al beis hamikdash. And through this cup that Hashem, so to speak, is giving them, they'll be able to draw the bracha and the shefa that descends upon Beis HaMikdash, brachois ad beli dai. Endless brachois, in brackets, ayem besanedin kuf amud alef, beha, da HaKadosh Baruch Hu asid iten echol tzadik meloi omsoi. There the Gemara uses this expression, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give every tzadik the fullness of his ability to bear, ve'en kan makum le'arich. Le'oir ha'devarim ha'niflaim b'midrash zeh. In the light of these wondrous words in this midrash that we've just seen, Yesh lanu lihisregesh midivrei haZohar HaKadosh. We have to be moved, we have to be excited, moved, passion from the words of the Zohar in Chelek Aleph Daf Reish Chaf Aleph. We have seen this passage before, the author has quoted it before. The Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, Vayikrevu Yemei Yisrael Lamus. Literally, the days of Yisrael drew near to die. And the Zohar comments, Lo iksi vayikrav Yemei Yisrael Lamus. Not in the singular, Yoyim, Ela Yemei. How many days does a person take to die? One moment, a person dies and leaves the world. So what is the meaning of this phrase, Yemei Yisrael, the days of Israel drew near to die? Ela hachitana, teaches follows, it was taught as follows, katkutcha brichu, baile asav ruchele. When HaKadosh Baruch wishes to return the spirit to him, when he wishes to draw back the person's neshama, Kol inun yoimin, the koin barnash behai alma, all these days that a person stood literally in this world, ispakdun kamei. They present themselves and are counted in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'olin b'chushbina, they are then counted. Zaka chulkei de'u barnash, fortunate is that person, the yomoi iskeriv ugamei malko, whose days come near, they present themselves before the king, beloi kisufa, without embarrassment. Not even a single day is pushed away from the total. That it should be found that on that day he was chayev. Begin kach ksiv betzadikaya koriva. That's why with the tzadikim, the Torah, the Tanakh uses the expression of koriva. They drew near. It's explaining why the Torah chooses this expression. The days drew near. Again, because the days come near to Hashem to be counted, to be presented without embarrassment. Woe to the Rishayim. About him, it doesn't say Vayikrevu. How can their days come near the king? All the days are found to be Choyveis. That's the Zohar. הרי הימים של אדם הספקתם ביום הישראל. So it's telling that a person's days are presented and counted and on the day of his death. הם צריכים להריס. The days need to go up בלי כיסוף, without embarrassment. כי הימים שלנו הם הכלים שלנו למריס בתורה ומעשים. Our days, as we explained on the previous page, are those utensils which need to be filled to the brim with תורה ומעשים טובים, ואשרי מי שכל ימיו מלאים בעבודה. Fortunate is one, all of whose days are saturated, they're packed full of עבודה. שבועיס הוא אחד מארבעת פרקים שבהם העולם נידון. שבועיס is one of the four times when the world is judged. Of course, the author is paraphrasing the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. The four times when the world is judged. Pesach in Rosh Hashanah, שבועיס is one of those. וחוסר בעל תולעס יעקב, the author of תולעס יעקב writes, הובא בשלר במסכת שבועיס, זה שלר סייצים. ודע, he says, כי כמו היא בראש השנה, just like on Rosh Hashanah, רצה הקדוש שברוך הוא להשגיח ולדריש מעשה בני אדם. That's the time when Hashem set aside to seek out the person's deeds for judgment. כי הוא הבריאה הראשונה לחידוש העולם. It's related to the initial creation, the fact that the world was created. כן רצה ביום מתן תורה, so that he wishes on the day of מתן תורה, שהוא מורה על חידוש העולם. It's also חידוש, now that the Torah comes into the world, להשגיח ולדריש על מעשה העולם, to be and seeks out and to judges what the world is doing in general. On this day, the world is judged for the Torah, and particularly for the Bitul Torah that happens. Says the author, Shavuos is a day of judgment, is a Yom Din. There's an aspect of Teshuvah that we need to stimulate within ourselves. Becharata al Bitul Torah, in remorse for Bitul Torah, the Kabbalah Laba, in commitments for the future. V'tiyezez Kabbalah Senu Lehaba. This should be a commitment for the future. Lemalois Yemeinu Torah, Yoyim Echad Lo Yeader. To fill our days with Torah without one day missing. Lishkoid V'lidroish Yom Yom. To be diligent, to seek it out day by day. Uvazen Yisbarech Yom Yom. And through that, to receive Hashem's blessing day by day. Ad Kan.